Coach, let's talk about the positives of this year. The big line was the best line in the PGHL from October onwards for large stretches of the season. The goaltending improved immeasurably with the addition of Mark Payton and Evan Paul. And overall, defensive core, which had a really rough first 2 months, really matured in a hurry.
Yeah, you know, obviously anytime you can win a scoring title for your represent your team, it's pretty awesome. The second scorer as well, and let's not leave out Svenner, who's huge on that line as well. And it's pretty special to watch. It's a little disappointing. Obviously, they're disappointed, but pretty special to watch that. The improvements we made throughout the year, we're very pleased with, whether it be an acquisition or just in-house improvements, which says that we're continuing to build players for the program and young men. They're improving, and anytime you can set a record for wins and set a record for points, and to get to the conference final again, those are all real positives. So you gotta weigh those out with. Probably the disappointment of not winning this series.
Can we talk about the leadership of Chris Fordhams? How he was only captain for one season, but he really matured into becoming quite the leader for this club.
Yeah, I think it was the natural pick for us, not just because he's such an elite hockey player, but taking on that much more responsibility. His cousin Tyler Price was a captain, and he saw a Calder Newsome, so I think quality of those that leadership says a lot, and I think Chris really embraced the role and did a hell of a job.
In these playoffs, Jacob Dorohoy played with a stomach injury. Dylan Travis, he played with three injuries. Newsom as well was banged up. Can you talk to me about the grit that this club showed?
I'm very proud of those guys. I mean, I think an argument they shouldn't have played, but two of them being 20, one of them being 19, and just a hard pass for the game, I think that paying through those bangs and bruises. I think we try to recognize that throughout the series, but not make an excuse. But I think more important is that as you advance and grow your program, you need to understand that we play to build a 48-game season to get to playoffs, and then playoffs is just you start fresh. And it's hard. It's a battle. It is a real, real battle, and it's a real grind. And to play with guys playing banged up, I mean, that's for the younger guys. They can look across the room, and hopefully they'll take the lead next year and understand how much harder it is. You have to work.
Mark Payton and Evan Paul really brought a lot of confidence back to this program. Especially Payton was dominant. I think he had 13 wins, 4 losses for the Whalers once he was acquired from Aldergrove.
1A, 1-2, 1-B kind of combination. You look at the one win, that was Evan being put in a real tough spot. He did a hell of a job. Gave Mark some rest. And, when you're looking next year, those are potentially your 220-year-old returning goalies. You're pretty good in net, so that's a real positive moving forward.